Zohar, Parshas Bahar, Day 2, Chok Yisrael, 108a. V'shavas Oretz Shabbos Hashem, in the land shall rest, a rest to Hashem. Shabbos Hashem Mamish, actually a Shabbos to Hashem, meaning included in His infinite light. The Malchus goes up to Himself in a sabbatical year. So Pasach, furthermore, he opened the discourse, Rabbi Lezer, Kisik Ne'evad Ivri, when you require a Jewish servant, Sheishanim Yavod, will serve for 6 years, and he goes free in the 7th year. Verse in Shmos 21. Begin to call Israel this Gazer, because every Jew that's circumcised, Dispe Rishima Kadisha, there is in him the holy inscription, meaning of the bris, of the covenant, the circumcision, Islay Naichak Bishmita. He has rest in the 7th year. Since the Malchus goes up to the Ein Sof, which is unlimited, that's the root of all freedom, so it comes down on every level to the Ishtalshalas, so also the slaves go free. But one who is connected to the Malchus, how's that through the bris? Dodi Lehu, because it's his. He's through the bris, he's connected to the Malchus. How is Shemitah, that level is sabbatical, Lanaicha Bey, to rest in it. He's connected, so he deserves a break. Vadoi Kri Shabbos, this is called the rest of the land. Vadai Cheru Isbo, certainly, there's freedom in it. Naicha Bo, pleasure in it. Mordi Shabbos, Naicha Hu, the Kula. Just like Shabbos is the rest of all, and the pleasure of all. Achi Nami Shemitah, Naicha the Kula. That's the Shemitah is the pleasure of all. Naichu the Rucha v'Gufa. It's the pleasure of the spirit and body. Tochazi, come and see, hey, the letter hey. Naichu di loyutasoi. It is the rest, the pleasure of those above and below, because Dalad is Malchus in its state of poverty when it doesn't get the light above, it's not connected. And add a yud to the Dalad in its form on the bottom left corner, it assumes the form of a hey, which is the yud is the connection to the Ein Sof, the infinite one. And through that, the Malchus is elevated, and it causes all levels above and below to unite and shine. Because since the Malchus is the lowest level, when it goes up above, it wraps everything up and reveals the unity of everything and raises everything up to itself with it, and everything is happy. Begin ka hei lo hei taso. Because of this, upper hei and lower hei. Upper hei is Bina, lower hei is Malchus. The upper hei is the feminine receiving aspect in the worlds above, the upper three spheros. And the lower hei is the feminine receiving aspect in the worlds below, lower seven spheres. Naichad Eloin, Naichad Asoin, rest of those above, rest of those below. Hey lo, Sheva Shanim, Sheva Ponim. Upper Hey, 7 years, 7 times. And the 50th is the Jubilee. That's Bina, 50 gates. Hey Taso, Lower Hey, Malchus, Sheva Shanim, Mechodai, 7 years alone. The sabbatical year. Do Shmita, this is the sabbatical. Do Yovelin, this, the 50th year, is the Jubilee. Vekad Mistaklin, Mili Kulachan. When you gaze at it, which means think about it deeply, see that all the ideas are one. Begin kach because this for Shabbos Oretz the land shall rest. Bahau Naicha de Ara, and that pleasureful rest of the land, it's Trichu Avde Naicha. It's necessary that the slaves should rest. Begin kach because this of Ashvi is Yetzei Lachov Shi Chinam. In the 7th year, go out free for nothing. Chinam, free. Mal Chinam, what does it mean free? Lo Yav Lamori Klum, he doesn't give anything to his master. Dor Raza Hacha Lifna. But this secret we learned here, in other words, what's the underneath it? See, if it's written, Zacharnos Adoga Asher Nochal B'Mitzrayim Chinam. We remember the fish that we ate in Egypt for nothing, in Midbar 11. Lo Bracha, without having to make a blessing. Lo Hava Alona B'Mitzrayim Ol Dela'ila. That was not upon us in Egypt, the yoke of above. So we didn't have to thank Hashem through a blessing. Tochazi Avdim Turnmi Ol Malchusa Dela'ila. Come and see. Servants are exempt from the yoke of the kingdom of above. Valdo Paturin Minamitzis, because of this, exempt from commandments. My old Malchus Shemaim wasn't mean the yoke of the heavenly kingdom. El Kahai Tura Diyavan Alei Ol Bekad Meisat. Like this ox that you put on him a yoke at first, begin Afko Minei Tov L'Alma, in order to bring him out good from the world to the world, because he only works first through the yoke that's put on him. Below Kabbal Alei Ha Ol, if he doesn't accept upon himself that yoke, Lovid Midi, he doesn't do anything. It's just ox that clutches. Hachinami, similarly, it's Rich Alei Laban Nosh L'Kabbal Alei Ol Bekad Meisat. It's necessary for a person to accept upon him the yoke at first. Well, the barson after if the ichlich bay bechol madi tzricha to serve in everything that's necessary. Lo kabel lei haibekad meisa. If he doesn't accept upon himself this yoke first, the yoke of the heavenly kingdom, be obligated to Hashem to do what Hashem wants, because Hashem said, because He's God and He's the King. Without that, neochel miflach, he's not able to serve. We'll see if it's written. Ivdu es Hashem b'yira, serve Hashem with fear. But this is the akdama, the introduction to be able to receive the love and the new connection to Hashem.